This is Omar Musni with UN News. With 90% of road-related injuries and fatalities occurring in developing countries, it is absolutely essential for those countries to put road safety on top of their agenda. That's the message from the UN Secretary-General's Special Envoy for Road Safety, Jean Tote. A recent bus accident in western Kenya that killed more than 50 people and a fatal limousine crash in the United States that claimed 20 lives, both passengers and pedestrians among them, illustrate the vital importance of road safety everywhere. So crucial is the issue that it is included under Sustainable Development Goal, or SDG 11, concerning sustainable cities and communities. During the SDG High-Level Political Forum that took place at UN headquarters in New York earlier this year, Mr. Tote explained to Florence Westergaard of UN News just how important road safety is to global development and what can be done to improve it.
I mean, it's critical. 1.3 million people die every year on the roads. About 30 to 50 million are injured with severe consequences, with disabilities. It was absolutely necessary that the UN declared the Decade of Action for Road Safety 2011-2020 with the goal of dividing by two the number of victims by 2020. Unfortunately, those goals will not be achieved. But nevertheless, some good things have happened. Road safety has been included in the SDG, the Sustainable Development Goal, target 3.6 to halve the number of victims by 2020. Then target 11.2 to give access to public transportation to all citizens by 2030. 90% of the victims are in developing countries. If no strong measures are undertaken now, we may face 2 million fatalities by 2030 with 80 million injured people. That is why it is absolutely essential to commit to make sure that member states from low and middle income countries put road safety on top of the agenda. And we have the prescriptions to save lives, education, enforcement of the regulations, level of the cars, road infrastructures, and post-crash care. I will give you simple things. Buckle safety belt, put helmet, speeding, drink driving, text driving. In developing countries, by applying those measures, you will immediately divide by two the number of victims from 1 year to another year.
And so we were talking about these small fixes that could be dramatically improve road safety, but also urban sprawl is growing around the world. And what does it mean for how people travel and for road safety?
That is true. At the moment, you have about half of the population which is living in cities. By 2030 to 2050, we will have about 70% of the population which will be living in cities. Half of the number of the victims that I was just mentioning is happening in the cities. So it's very important to involve all the mayors in order that they put road safety on top of the list. We are working also with UN agencies. We are working with UN regional agencies. Everybody has to be involved with that. And for me, I mean, that's a beautiful specificity of UN. I mean, put the agencies together and optimize the 193 member states to address this problem.
And what is the link between public transportation and road safety?
So public transportation, what we were mentioning earlier, I mean, it's target 11.2, access to public transportation to every citizen. Unfortunately, that happened. So in a lot of developing countries, you don't have public transportation. So what happens? I mean, people are transported in Boda Boda, where you have by far too many people transported in unsafe vehicles without any safety measures, no safety belt, unsafe cars, then you have families traveling of a little moped with four, five people on the little motorbike without helmet, and it just creates a carnage. So we must absolutely facilitate access to public transportation to all the citizens, which is the goal.
And is there a link between corruption and road safety?
It is. You know, when we speak, I go back to the prescriptions. Law enforcement. But you cannot enforce the laws if there is corruption. So it means that we must absolutely fight very heavily against corruption. In a developing country, you buy your driving license. So, I mean, you don't have any understanding how to drive, and you buy your driving license, and then you create victims.
You support a campaign to make sure every child gets home from every journey, safety home. What would you say to young children about road safety? Like for children, let's say, in Africa, who doesn't have a way to go home, is there a way to help them?
We made a very inspiring movie with film director Luc Besson. Yeah. And I mean, it just shows the fight for kids to go from one side of the road to the other side of the road. And that, because there is no pass cross, you know, there is no speed control and speed limitation in front of the school, and it makes the trip terrible for those kids. And we know when they leave, but we don't know if they will come back. Mm. So it's something which needs to be addressed urgently.
Last question. There is a new law in France going from 90 to 80. What do you think about this new regulations in France?
You know, I will be always in favor of regulations which give the chance to decrease the number of victims on the road.